Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those souls that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later in a recording in a later day, we want to welcome all of you on this blessed Sabbath, October 10, 2015. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 148. We are in chapter 31, entitled The Sermon on the Mount, but this is part 2. The opening song to our study today is taken from the hymn book number 569, if you have it, entitled Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on earth beside thee, who in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen.
If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddies, little ones would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads as far as possible and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be your precious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up. Thank you for getting us through another week. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into another Sabbath rest. Dear Father God, it's such a blessing. Thank you for all the deliverance that you have given us, whether it be big or small, dear Father, I pray. Lord, I pray that you will be with each and every one of us. We invite the Holy Spirit to be among us, dear Father God, that we can receive your word and understand your words, dear Father God, and not just hear it, but live your words also, and let our light so shine to each other as well as others that we encounter with. Thank you for blessing us abundantly with life and for your having mercy upon our lives. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. Please be with us in no other way but your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us at this very moment. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 2-3 in the King James Version, and it reads, "And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Pabula.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Isaiah 57:15. For those said that high and lofty one, that inhabit inhabit eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Jeremiah 3:12. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, Return, thou backslided Israel, said the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, said the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
What's your name? Jeremiah 3:13. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Continuing the reading, Isaiah 61:2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 299 to 301. The slides are going so fast. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, we are reading from page 299, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 299. Christ's first words to the people on the mount were words of blessing. Happy are they, he said, who recognize their spiritual poverty and feel their need of redemption. Amen. The gospel is to be preached to the poor, not to the spiritually proud. Those who claim to be rich and in need of nothing, it is revealed, but to those who are humble and contrite. One fountain only has been opened for sin, a fountain for
for the poor in spirit. And on the slide, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. And it also says, the poor in spirit, those who are humble and contrite in heart. And that was Desire of Ages, page 299, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What was Christ's first word to the people on the mount? And to whom is the gospel to be preached to, and not unto whom? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they were words of blessing and is to be preached to the poor, not to the spiritual proud, those who claim to be rich and need of nothing. It is revealed but to those who are humble and contrite.
Amen. Sabbath blessing, dear Janelle. And continuing, so let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 1, 4, 6, and 7. And there is a margin. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. I praise His holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. I'll praise His holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. This poor man cry and the Lord, He heard him when he cried. And save him out of his trouble. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. I praise His holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Blessed is the man that trusted in Him. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. Amen.
Amen.
We are in Desire of Ages, page 300. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 300. The proud heart strives to earn salvation. But both our title to heaven and our fitness for it are found in the righteousness of Christ. The Lord can do nothing toward the recovery of man until convinced of his own weakness and stripped of all self-sufficiency. He yields himself to the control of God. Then he can receive the gift that God is waiting to bestow. From the soul that feels his need, nothing is withheld. Next slide, please. He has unrestricted access to Him in whom all fullness dwells. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15, and from DA 300, paragraph 1. On the left side it says, For thus says the High and Lofty One who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all those precious little ones that are joining us at this moment. Question, boys and girls. Oops. Just give me 1 minute. Just a minute, dear ones. I don't know how comes this live was not uploaded, but I had to go back to the PowerPoint. Question, boys and girls, where is our salvation found to fit up to heaven? And with whom does the High and Lofty One that inhabit eternity dwell with? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babola.
The answer is both are tied to heaven and our fitness for it are found in the righteousness of Christ, and with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in Desire of Ages, page 300. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 300. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. By these words, Christ does not teach that mourning in itself has power to remove the guilt of sin. He gives no sanction to pretense or voluntary humility. The mourning of which he speaks does not consist in melancholy and lamentation. While we sorrow on account of sin, we are to rejoice in the precious privilege of being children of God. And on the slide it says, Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. It says, The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That was Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. And it also says, Jesus knows your hurt. He feels your pain. And that can be found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Amen. And that reading was from Desire of Ages, page 300, paragraph 2.
When often sorrows become because our evil deeds bring unpleasant consequences to ourselves, but this is not repentance. Real sorrows for sin is the result of the working of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit reveals the ingratitude of the heart and that has sighted and grieved.
That has incited and grieved
the Saviors and bring us to the contrition of the feet of the cross. But every sin Jesus is wounded of flesh.
Amen.
And as we look upon him, he who have pierced, we mourn for sins that have brought anguish upon him. Such mourning will lead to the renunciation of sin. Desire of Ages, 300, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. What does Christ teach by these words? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And who is doing the working in the real sorrow of sin? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, by these words, Christ does not teach that mourning in itself has power to remove the guilt of sin. The mourning of which he speaks does not consist in melancholy and lamentation. and the working of the Holy Spirit, it reveals the ingratitude of the heart that has slighted and grieved the Savior and brings us in contrition to the foot of the cross.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful song from the scripture, dear ones, and this is taken also from the book of Psalm, and is located in Psalms 51, 10 to 12, and our dear sisters are going to sing it.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me thy spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear ones that are joining us. We are in Desire Ages, page 300. If anyone of the dear family would like to have the other paragraph bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 300. The worldly may pronounce this sorrow a weakness, but it is the strength which binds the penitent to the infinite one. It shows that the angels of God are bringing back to the soul the graces that are lost through hardness of heart and transgression. The tears of the penitent are only the raindrops that precede the sunshine and the holiness. This sorrow holds a joy which will be a living fountain in the soul. Continue, next slide.
Desire teaches page 300. Only acknowledging thy iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon thee, for I am merciful, said the Lord. Jeremiah 3:13-12. Unto them that mourn in Zion, he has appointed to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Isaiah 61:3.
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What happens when the penitent tears bring back the souls God graces by angels? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The sorrow heralds a joy which will be a living fountain in the soul. Only acknowledge thy iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this is taken from the book of Isaiah, and is located in Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 3.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Shall proclaim
liberty to the captives and the old name of the risen to them that are bound.
Shall proclaim
the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. All that mourn to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion to give unto them that mourn.
For ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness that they might be full. Trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted. Captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
Isaiah
chapter 61, verses 1-3.
Desire Ages, page 301. And from those also who mourn in trial and sorrow, there is comfort. The bitterness of grief and humiliation in his bitter than the indulgence of sin. Through affliction, God revealed to us the plague spot in our character, that by his grace we may overcome our faults. Unknown chapter in regard to ourselves are open to us, and the test come whether we will accept, reprove, and the counsel of God. Next slide, please. Continuing Desire Ages 301. When brought into trial, we are not to fret and complain. We should not rebel or worry ourselves out of the hands of Christ. We are to humble our soul before God. The way of the Lord are obscure to him who desire to see things in the light, pleasing to himself. They appear dark and joyless to our human nature, but God always our way of mercy and the end of our salvation. Next slide, please. Continuing in page 301. Elijah knew not what he was doing when in the desert he said that he had enough of life and prayed that he might die. The Lord in his mercy did not take him at his word. There was yet a great work for Elijah to do. When his work was done, he was not to perish, and discouragement and solitude in the wilderness. Not her him descended into the dust of death, but ascended into glory with the convoy of celestial chariot to the throne on the high. Desire Ages 301, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what is better than the indulgence of sin? And through affliction, what does God reveal to us? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the bitterness of grief and humiliation, and the plague spots in our characters that by His grace were made overcome our faults. Unknown characters in regard to ourselves are open to us. The test comes whether we will accept the reproof and the counsel of God.
Amen. I have one more question, dear ones. Boys and girls, to man the ways of the Lord are obscure to him, but what are God's ways? And did Elijah know what he was doing when in the desert he had had enough of life? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is God's ways are ways of mercy and the end of salvation. And no, the Lord in his mercy did not take him at his word.
Praise the Lord for that. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this is taken from the book of Proverbs. Please ignore that little check. It's the computer. It's taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 from the King James. And it sounds like this, dear one. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Children, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We have come to this ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and praise God that the Lord did not allow the computer to go out. And this is story time, and we are asking all those precious little ones to come very close to the mic for our dear brother Grace.
Good morning, boys and girls. It looks like it's my turn. All right. It's the Ninth commandment, and being you have memorized them in the last few weeks, you know which one that is, right? Right. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Exodus 20, verse 16. Boys and girls, do you know what it means to bear false witness? Well, today you're going to find out. The ninth commandment requires us an inviolable regard for exact truth. That means you'd better not violate the truth by a lie. In every declaration by which the character of our fellow men may be affected, the tongue, which is kept so little under the control of human agent, is to be bridled. Have you ever heard people say bad words? That is what unbridled means. By strong conscientious principles, by the law of love toward God and man. A person that is conscientious only speaks nice and proper things. False speaking in any matter, lying, every attempt or purpose to deceive our neighbor is here included. An intention to deceive is what constitutes falsehood. By a glance of the eye, a motion of the hand, an expression of the countenance, a false or a lie may be told, a falsehood or a lie may be told as effectively as by words. An intentional overstatement. That means you did or said it on purpose. Every hint or insinuation, an insinuation is something you do or say to make a person think something is different than it really is. That is calculated to convey an erroneous or exaggerated impression. Even the statement of facts in such a manner as to mislead is falsehood. When you describe something, do you tell it exactly as it is? This precept or commandment forbids every effort to injure our neighbor's reputation by misrepresentation or evil surmising. Do you ever say things about your neighbor that are untrue, that hurts their reputation? By slander or talebearing, that is, saying untrue things about somebody. Even the intentional suppression of truth. To suppress the truth means not to tell the truth when it would help somebody, by which injury may result to others, is a violation of the ninth commandment. He, Jesus, teaches that the exact truth should be the law of speech. Let your speech be yea, yea, and nay, nay. These words condemn all those meaningless phrases and expletives that border on profanity. Expletives are the words you say instead of swearing or unnecessary words. They condemn the deceptive compliments. Did you ever hear somebody say, "That dress looks nice on you," when in reality they did not believe that? The exaggeration of truth, or the evasion of truth, that would be saying something other than the truth. The flattering phrases, the exaggerations, that would be saying something is bigger or better, or something that is said to make someone think something is different than what it really is. The misrepresentations in trade that are current in society and in the business world. They teach that no one who tries to appear what he is not, or whose words do not convey the real sentiment or thoughts and feelings of the heart, can be called untruth. Can be called truthful. Okay, excuse me. Everything that Christians do should be as transparent as the sunlight. Truth is of God. Deception, in every word of its myriad or thousands of forms, is of Satan. We cannot speak the truth unless our minds are constantly guided by Him who is the truth. Sons and Daughters of God, page 64. And that is, again, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Exodus 20, verse 16. Thank you for listening as I blundered through that story.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Next week, we'll continue with part 3 in the study entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the family, little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have closing prayer, babala.
If we can all kneel, bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for us to be able to have this blessed day. I thank you for us to be able to wake us up this morning. I thank you for us to be able to learn from our spiritual study. May you let us be able to keep the lessons we learn in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities now across our experience. Protect us where we go. Protect us from the things we see and do. Let us be able to overcome the worst fears we have. And let us be able to be obedient to you all. And protect us all from all the perils of the earth. That we may that we may be able to be free from corruption and sin. Let us be able to remain holy and avoid all the temptations the devil will use on us to turn us away. Let us be able to always stay strong and be courageous and always be obedient to the laws we chose to do. And I pray that we can be a day closer and just serving you, and bless us for all the deeds we do that feel that are good, that we may be able to help others with our talents, that they may understand who you are and fear and follow your laws. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 of our chapter 31 entitled The Sermon on the Mount, and that will be on October 17, 2015. We hope and pray that all of you all were blessed, and thank you so much for bearing with the system problems that I've been having with Firefox. I hope and pray all of you all were blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of the day and enjoy the activity. God bless everyone.